his work ethic, second to none. He just, he gets it.
Punishing kids on the field. He's, you know, tenacious, tough finisher. He finishes blocks. You know, his guy ends up on the ground most of the time.
He was just the hardest worker there, and that he would just get it done.
I've been coaching for 11 years, and it's rare you get to coach kids that size with that ability.
We've all become Cleveland fans here now in Long Beach. You know, we've adopted you guys because he's our favorite son. We absolutely love Joel around here.
I grew up in Long Beach, California, pretty much 75 degrees and sunny all year round. I started playing roller hockey, but I was really interested in football, basketball, you know, growing up. So going into high school, I've been playing, you know, basketball for 4 or 5 years and football for 2. And I really wanted to play both, you know, and I wasn't a huge guy going into high school. I was like maybe 5'10", 5'11", 180, 190 pounds.
And a lot of people don't have the courage to face what they don't do well. And he had the courage to look at those things. I'm going to turn that into a positive. So, the very first thing was his footwork.
So I thought, you know, here's a multi-sport kid, and if he gets to be a little bit bigger, he can be pretty special as a lineman because you have to have great feet, and, of course, that's what he ended up having.
You talk about his parents and their support of the family and their love for their boy playing. They were off the charts. One of the things that his dad and his mom were constantly yelling was hard work, hard work, and you'd hear it 1,000 times a game.
I remember the summertime I would have 1 year, I think I was going to my sophomore year, I was playing like JV and sophomore basketball, and I had football practice. So it was like 3 2-hour practices a day.
And there was a time when we said, hey, maybe you know, want to maybe focus on football, you know, but it turns out really that basketball helped him. He had the work ethic, you know, and it was about him just growing and getting polished up in college and doing all those little things that made him turn him into a pro. But his work ethic was second to none.
I knew he could play at the next level. So when he was a senior, he didn't get a lot of looks because a lot of people just didn't have a lot of film on him. So I kept pushing, and I got a call from UC Davis. They were very interested in him. And they actually ended up offering him. And then I said, you know what, respectfully, I know he can play at a higher level. So I called my friend Nigel Burton, who was a defensive coordinator in Nevada at the time. I said, Nigel, you got to look at this kid.
Nevada came and they offered me a scholarship, and it felt like the place for me to be.
Joel had a really hard time being such a loyal kid. He had a hard time decommitting from UC Davis. Ultimately, I remember having the conversation with him by the locker room, what he wanted from his college experience. Ultimately, he wanted to play on ESPN. He wanted to play in a big stadium. And obviously, UC Davis wasn't going to provide that experience for him.
So I went home and I talked to my dad, and he really, you know, liked UC Davis. And he kind of just told me, he's like, well, if you want to do that, you got to make the hardest phone call of your life.